Is your business plan very unclear and you're tirelessly working at a low-paying career? Let's help you get out of the rut and let go of the fear. It's time to excel into the million-dollar stratosphere. Now, here's your host of The Balanced Millionaire, who will take you there, Eileen Mendel.
I am your host of The Balanced Millionaire. I have today with me a very special guest. You will learn from industry experts on how to catapult your business, as well as effectively get the financial resources that are available to help you with your business needs. Without further delay, let me share with you about Eileen Lichtenstein. Eileen is a CEO of her own company called Balance and Power, Inc. And she's also author of Soar with Resilience, the interactive book for overcoming obstacles and achieving success. She also has ebooks specializing in personal development and C-level executive coaching and training, including stress and anger reduction management, life parenting, career coaching, effective communication, and career challenges. Her background includes biofeedback, early childhood education, she's been a faculty with Hofstra University and CUNY in New York, City University of New York. She specializes in anger management, parent-centered coaching, EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique, and Eileen's office and small trainings are in Uniondale, New York. She also works via internet and on-site. She has facilitated interactive trainings with medical, educational, and corporate environments. Welcome, Eileen, to our show today.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So, Eileen, tell me a little bit more about how you got started in your current business.
Well, I started out in the education and wellness fields, and many moons later have been able to integrate much of the work that I did, as well as the trainings that I've taken to be where I am now. So I feel like I'm at a very personally and professionally good place to be helping people with all these things that I do, because I've been in one way or another doing part of it for a long time and have been able to bring it all together.
Now, why did you start your firm? What was the reason for starting your firm? What was your passion?
I was in the health and wellness area, as I've just mentioned, and education. And it was my understanding that people, as time was moving on, people were kind of giving in to their stressors more and more instead of coping with them in ways that would benefit themselves and to solve problems. So I decided that was necessary now in this world, and that's how I started.
And how long have you been in your current business?
Well, I've been incorporated for 9 years, and I was working within the business while I was at Hofstra, and I also had worked for the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill and several other organizations kind of in the field.
Now, since you've been in business, have you seen any certain trends in this area of health and stresses and anger and all the things that have been going on in our society? What are the trends in general that you've been seeing?
Well, it's difficult to truly generalize. However, I am saying that I see people more and more stressed, whatever that means for the individual, and am finding it more and more difficult to come back to their center to be able to cope in the best way possible for each for themselves, and if it's within the organization, for the organization. And I've been seeing many young people as well as owners of businesses and C-level executives who've been in their business for quite for many years. And it seems that across the board, everyone is truly affected now by all the world crises and stressful, possibly anxiety-producing situations.
Can you give us an example that will indicate that, you know, you're under extreme stress, or what are the symptoms?
Okay, good. I'm glad you asked that. I wasn't sure where you were going with that question. With give me an example. So everyone has their own tipping point, so to speak. And when frustration and stress get to a level that the individual is having difficulty coping, they tip either over one way or the other towards anger or towards suppression or eventually possibly depression. And symptoms can be for both of those, and either way, either direction, I mean, before they become extreme, either violence or depression, may be inability to focus, may be physical symptoms such as tightness, whether it be across the chest or digestion, could be in the throat, difficulty speaking, sweating more, difficulty sleeping. I said difficulty speaking with the throat, and difficulty sleeping is quite prevalent these days. So when I work with an individual or people who have similar situations, it's about helping them to understand what they can do. And it is kind of across the board what people can do to come back to the center, to feel okay, and to be able to cope and focus and carry on.
So do people actually come to you, or is it their friends or colleagues refer, you know, this person to you? Or how do patients recognize and what triggers them to come over to get therapy with you?
Okay, first of all, may I add, I don't call it therapy because I'm not a psychotherapist, even though my work is parallel. So I am a certified anger management specialist and a certified life and career coach and have a master's degree in education. So how I get my referrals is actually all the ways you've just mentioned. I do get referrals, including corporate referrals from HR. People find me from the internet. I'm very well represented on the internet. They might Google, for instance, stress management in Nassau County, or parenting classes in Nassau County, and I would come up. So that is basically how I get found, and referrals, of course.
How long does it take generally if someone's under extreme stress and facing all kinds of extreme and experiencing extreme behaviors, how long does it take for you to actually to get to the level of normal or close to what you consider to normal?
Yes, I know what you're asking. Also, before I answer that, I may add that I do accept court-mandated cases for anger management and parenting. That is a part of my practice as well. So sometimes I get referrals from attorneys, for instance. Okay, so back to the question. How long? I recommend it depending on, well, if it's a personal session, one-on-one, from 4 to 6 hours for the person to, for me to write a letter, for instance, to HR, to the court, and for the person to feel like they've made enough progress to feel comfortable in their situation. Sometimes it takes longer. So that's kind of a basic time frame, is 4 to 6 one-hour sessions.
And do people, once they've gotten training or they've gotten their sessions with you after 4 to 6 hours, do they tend to stay and use the techniques and stay that way, or will they end up coming back to you? How often does it happen where, they get back into that extreme situation again?
Well, it's hard to say because I don't conduct research on that. So the thing is, many of my clients stay with me longer than the 4 to 6 hours that I'm talking about. So they just say, now that I'm okay with work, I've fulfilled that requirement for work. Now I really want to talk more about my work-life integration and possibly a career change. So it often goes that way. It's really hard to give you numbers about it.
Well, thank you for filling us in on this information. Can I ask you, what was the biggest turning point in your business where you shifted your business? Can you tell me, was there something that occurred after you started your business?
Sure, I can talk about that, and I'll try to be brief because I can talk. So, so I was in the middle of owning a dance and exercise studio. Eileen's Dance and Exercise Studio, and I did not yet have this business. And I was in a pedestrian accident, which I'm fine from, I'm fully recovered, that made me feel that I should not continue that business because we didn't know how long or how my healing would happen. So not being one to sit still, even though I literally had to sit still, I became a trained biofeedback practitioner, and that helped me heal personally, helped my injuries, as well as taught me all these fabulous stress reduction relaxation techniques that have stayed with me personally, and I've been able to pass on and share with clients forever.
So it was your own it was a traumatic situation where,
right.
where you actually recovered using these techniques and you learned those techniques so you can help others.
Well, that wasn't my original intention exactly. I didn't know what I was going to be doing with it. But it turned out that way. And I also worked with a local medical doctor teaching stress reduction programs as soon as I was well enough, which was only a few months later, to do that. And it was it all kind of was one story, so to speak, in my page, on that page for me. And it was absolutely wonderful. If I were to document the healing processes for his patients that we worked with, his medical patients who had autoimmune diseases and all kinds of things like that, their improvement due to stress management and stress reduction, it was extraordinary. And it truly brought me to doing more, you know, to wanting to learn more and expand.
So basically, yeah, the doctor was treating the physical, but you were helping to treat the emotional side of the patient.
And correct. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just, I just noticed the clock. They so often go together, usually go together. And this was kind of the whole integration of body-mind healing was happening. And yes, they were his patients. And yes, we worked with meditation, simple strategies based on the work of Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn and people in California that were just beginning to talk about diet and areas like that, and just brought it all together. It was really wonderful.
So when exactly was that? Because it seems like you got involved with that very early on
in
this whole trend.
Yeah, it was. When exactly was it? I'm not sure. It was probably in the 80s.
That would make sense. And that's when people became more aware of the body-mind connection.
Right, right.
So, Eileen, what was one of the key challenges you faced growing your business, or you're facing now?
Okay. It's always a challenge, I think, it's often a challenge for small business owners and entrepreneurs to prioritize and manage our time in ways that are the most productive. And in order to do that, I have truly taken to heart some of that early on advice that I was just talking about in the 80s. And every morning I visualize what I do know. We don't know everything, but what I know or plan to happen, and see it with positive outcomes. And if something doesn't look or feel right, I have trained myself to truly listen to my intuition. And I have the ability to be able to juggle like that. I know not everyone does, but if you do, then I recommend, if something pops out at you and says, no, maybe I shouldn't do it that way, or whatever you can say to yourself, listen to that. So I do that to help with the prioritizing and time. And then I take a short time after that with clearing my mind It's called meditation. And I teach my clients how to do these things, and they are very grateful.
So, Eileen, what is the most important message that you would like to share with our audience today of business owners and executives who are listening to this program?
Okay, so follow your dream and look at the whole picture, taking it one step at a time with excellent focus.
That's good advice. So how can people who are interested in getting in touch with you contact you?
Yes, I have a free phone consult. My landline is 516-623-4353, and my website has contact forms on it if you prefer to write like that. And I get it through email. My website is balanceandpower.com.
So is there anything else that I haven't mentioned that you'd like to discuss today, Eileen, while you're on the show? We have a few more minutes left.
Yeah, sure. There's always more. I'm a certified emotional freedom techniques EFT tapping practitioner, and I've actually incorporated this into my work with, I'd say, 95% of my clients, and it's amazing to transform fear, release anxiety, and works with almost everything for those results. I've gotten permission from my certifying Anger Management Association to use it even with court-mandated cases because it's really up and coming now in the energy psychology field.
Well, that's fantastic that you're on the cutting edge of using techniques that were developed to help people with stress, and they're very effective techniques, and you're seeing results.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for being on our show today, Eileen. It was great to hear from you and to understand a little bit more about what you do and how you can help people who are having difficulties with stress and anger and the symptoms of stress and anger that they should be aware of.
Thank you so much for asking me to be on the show. It's been my pleasure.
You're welcome. Well, okay, everybody, I would like to thank you for listening to today's segment. I hope you enjoyed it. And we are going to take a quick break now and hear a word from our sponsor. So you won't want to miss our next guest. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Former highly paid corporate insider and expert in scaling businesses for over three decades, Eileen Mindell is a serial entrepreneur, business consultant, renowned speaker, and author. Tune into The Balanced Millionaire on BBSRadio.com weekly on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to learn the secrets to working fewer hours and achieving financial breakthroughs, increased revenue, and prosperity while maintaining personal and professional balance and harmony. You can also hear us on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Spotify. To schedule a private consultation about your business, call or text 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com. 760-450-6133 or visit InnerEdgeInternational.com. Thank you for tuning into The Balanced Millionaire with your host, Eileen Mendel, CEO of InnerEdge International, business consultant, multimedia marketing expert, renowned speaker and author. Connect with Eileen Mendel, The Balanced Millionaire. Increase your confidence, creativity, balance, awareness, direction, motivation, and catapult your business to the next level and beyond.